You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm Dave Ramond with Gregor Chisholm, talking about the Blue Jays. Now, we're in San Diego at the winter meetings. It's winter technically here, but winter comes a lot earlier in Toronto. And to that end, Alex Anthopoulos has been very busy, got a lot done well before these meetings. And the biggest piece of news was certainly the signing of Russell Martin.
Yeah, absolutely. And Anthopoulos typically likes to get most of his work done before the meetings, and that's been the case this year. I mean, they were very aggressive with Martin early on. He was their clear-cut number one target, something that the Blue Jays haven't typically done throughout the course of Anthopoulos' tenure. They haven't really made major splashes through free agency, but this year they did, and he was the guy that they went after very strong and very hard very early on. Got him to a five-year contract, $82 million. I mean, this is a team under Anthopoulos had never gone more than 3 years, never gone more than like $15 million on a free agent contract before. So this is kind of a step out of the realm that they are normally in, but it kind of shows that Anthopoulos really wants to take advantage of the current window of opportunity this team has. And by adding guys like Martin into the mix, they're trying to take advantage of those prime years of guys like Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion and really trying to attack right now.
Recent years it's been trades, and they've made some big news in the trade market. I think expectations were ramped up a couple years ago, but as you point out now, going out and spending money on Martin, they make another trade again this year, getting Josh Donaldson from Oakland. And now, as you start to piece together this lineup, I can't envision another lineup in baseball that's going to be able to match the power and strength of this one top to bottom. How does Donaldson affect where everybody slots now?
Yeah, and I mean, this is a lineup that over the last couple of years that was one of the best in baseball, and they've arguably strengthened it, even though they're going to lose a guy like Melky Cabrera, and they've lost Adam Lind. I mean, replacing them with Russell Martin, and then especially Donaldson in this particular case, I mean, that really just strengthens everything out. So now you're really looking at, you know, an order that starts with Jose Reyes, then Russell Martin, then Jose Bautista, then probably Josh Donaldson, then Edwin Encarnacion. I mean, one through five, there's probably nobody better in baseball right now, or they're at least in the conversation for one of those top teams. So they still have to lengthen that lineup out a little bit. They're going to need to get some production from the guys at the bottom part of that order. But I mean, Donaldson, I think, caught everybody by surprise because this was a guy who wasn't expected to be available in baseball. But, you know, Anthopoulos was aggressive with that, too. He acquired multiple times and eventually found a way to find common ground with Billy Bean and get a deal done.
Add to it in the mix, Saunders, which makes Melky Cabrera expendable. He's, you know, he's not going to be back. What's really left at this point? You know, the bullpen, I suppose, would be the focus now for Anthopoulos?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the clear-cut number one priority. And I think the team would still probably like to upgrade at second base. Anthopoulos kind of mentioned earlier this week he doesn't necessarily know if that upgrade is out there. So that's kind of on the back burner a little bit. But easily the number one priority for this team right now is the bullpen. I mean, the bullpen last year was supposed to be a major strength for this team, ended up being a major weakness. And, you know, they've lost their closer in Casey Jansen. He's a free agent right now. He's not expected to return. And, you know, Dustin McGowan, another guy who was a setup man for them last year, he's also not expected to return. So really, they don't have anyone right now for those eighth and ninth innings, at least from the kind of the right-hand side. They do have two lefties in Brett Cecil and Aaron Loop who were there, but they really need to add a bona fide closer, and they also need to add a power right-handed arm to go into that setup role as well. So there's still a lot of work that has to be done there, and as we saw throughout the 2014 season and in the playoffs, bullpens are extremely important, and the Blue Jays are lacking that lockdown eighth and ninth inning guys right now.
Now, to wit, we have seen back-end relievers now kind of the story of this winter meetings. I mean, that was largely how we kicked things off with Andrew Miller and David Robertson, and now we see, you know, the Astros have gotten in the mix and plucked a few big names off the market. Who's out there at this point for Toronto, and how aggressive, how quickly do you see Anthopoulos moving on some of these names?
I think the big dilemma that the Blue Jays are having right now is that they're really kind of they're trying to do some internal evaluations whether they're better off spending big on one of those second-tier guys that's still on the market, whether it's a Luke Gregerson, Pat Neshek, or if they're going to try and go the bargain route and maybe go for guys who are looking to kind of reestablish some value, whether it's a Jason Mott or someone like that. I mean, there's multiple options out there. There are a lot of relievers available this winter that are still out there. I mean, Miller and Robertson were easily the top two guys on that market. The Blue Jays were never really expected to be major players for those guys, but now that they're off the board, perhaps there'll be some movement in those second and third tier groups. And so they're trying to find a way to best allocate those resources, but I wouldn't be surprised if they bring in a couple of different guys to probably compete for that closer's job, and then the loser might end up in the eighth inning or whatever. But I don't think they're going to go for that, you know, closer that is really proven and going to earn a lot of money. I think they're going to have to take some gambles and try and hope to buy low and get some high upside there.
Okay, we started by talking about the Russell Martin deal. What does that do for Deano Navarro? Where are they with him? It seems like that story is kind of fluid day to day.
Yeah, and the thing with Navarro is that he's coming off a great year. I mean, when the Blue Jays signed him a year ago, there was a lot of doubt as to whether or not he would be able to handle the everyday duties behind the plate. It's something he hadn't done in several years, but he proved a lot of those critics wrong. But Martin, he's a workhorse. I mean, he's a guy who likes to play almost every day. He's going to be in there at least four out of every five games. There's some debate as to whether or not he's going to catch R.A. Dickey, but with a knuckleball. But besides that, I mean, he's a guy who you expect to be in the lineup every day. So this isn't a situation where there's a lot of playing time for Navarro. The one upside for him, if he was still on the team next year, is that there could be some at-bats available at DH. You know, Justin Smoke was a guy who was brought in to play some first and DH as well. Navarro probably has a bit of a better bat than he does, so he could get some time there. But the priority for this team is still to try and use him as a trade chip to possibly get one of those late-inning relievers, possibly get a setup guy in return. The market hasn't really developed the way I think the Blue Jays were hoping, but there's still plenty of time, and I think when the dust settles on the free agent market and some other guys move, I think that's when you could see maybe a January deal or later this month in December, a deal for Navarro to fill some of those holes in the bullpen.
Okay, as we wrap this thing up, Gregor, everybody likes depth at starting pitching. Aaron Sanchez got his cup of coffee. We saw him at 24 relief appearances. Bullpen, maybe rotation opportunity for him this year. And Daniel Norris, how does he fit in the picture?
Yeah, Sanchez is going to be the favorite to go in and win that fifth spot. I mean, when the Blue Jays traded Jay Happ to Seattle for Michael Saunders, it was really with an eye on giving an opportunity to Sanchez, who has been one of the top prospects in this system for a number of years now. But he really broke through last year when he got a shot in the bullpen. I think he even exceeded expectations from a lot of people, even though the expectations were already high. Now they'd like to see what he can do in the rotation. I mean, that's really where his future lies. So it should be his job, but he's going to get some competition from Norris. And Norris was actually the guy who, on a lot of people's reports and MLB.com's reports as well, actually surpassed Sanchez last year in terms of the list of prospects in the system. By the end of the year, Norris was ranked number one, Sanchez was ranked number two. So he's a guy who has a big, bright future as well. I would expect him to probably start in AAA Buffalo, but as we all know, you can never get through a season with just five starters. So at some point during the year, he's going to play a really big role in this team.
Okay, Gregor, a lot going on with this team, and they're going to score a lot of runs this summer up in Toronto. And you might just take some of this nice San Diego weather home with you.
Yeah, I'd like
to
that.
Toronto. All right, Gregor Chisholm, this has been MLB.com Extras, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.